You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 320, Past, Present, and Future Sins. Today's challenge. Once we're saved, we are always saved. We don't need to worry about mortal sins because when we're justified, God forgives all our sins, past, present, and future. Today's defense. Scripture nowhere teaches this. In fact, it teaches the opposite. It is, of course, true that when we come to God and are justified, that He forgives all our past sins. However, this is not true of present and future sins. One of the requirements for coming to God is repentance. Jesus' own message was, "Repent and believe the gospel," Mark 1:15. Repentance involves an actual turning away from sin, see day 53. This means that if we are still willfully committing the kind of sins we know will separate us from God, mortal sins, then we have not repented and will not be justified. Justification, therefore, does not involve the remission of present unrepented mortal sins. Neither does it involve the forgiveness of sins that have not yet been committed. This is also something our Lord teaches. In fact, He teaches it in the model Christian prayer He gave us, the Lord's Prayer, in which He taught us to pray, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." Matthew 6:12. See Luke 11:4. Jesus even singles this petition out for special comment, underscoring its importance and stating, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Matthew 6:14-15. Since we're meant to pray the Lord's Prayer on an ongoing basis, Jesus teaches us to pray for forgiveness on an ongoing basis. Therefore, we need this forgiveness. As we commit new sins, we need to repent and be forgiven for them. The claim that when we first come to God, He forgives all our sins, past, present, and future, may be pithy, but it's not what Scripture teaches. This is clear from many passages besides the Lord's Prayer. The fact we haven't been forgiven for sins which we haven't yet committed is indicated by the New Testament's warning against mortal sin and its implications for our salvation, which would otherwise be meaningless. See Day 302.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.